Let's head to Asia now, and we're joined by our correspondent in Manila, Pierre Linda Lilius. Pierre, the US Secretary of State has made a trip to China, and it seems they didn't exactly roll out the red carpet for him.
No, literally not. And this is something a lot of people have been commenting on because China is typically very, very particular about decorum during visits like this. People noted when Anthony Blinken stepped out of his airplane, there was no red carpet. And people are saying this is a sign of a more lukewarm reception than last time he visited, less than a year ago. Back then, the president, Xi Jinping, had a meeting with Blinken. This time, not so much. And one social media user described China's view of Blinken's visit this time as imploring. And what he is imploring is several things. The U.S., for one thing, is hoping for Beijing to help them curb Chinese exports of chemicals that are used to make fentanyl, a very, very strong opioid that is used in health care, but is currently in rampant use on the streets of America as well. And it's the leading cause of death for Americans between the ages of 18 and 49. But perhaps even more importantly, Anthony Blinken wants to urge China to stop supporting Russia with technology that is helping Russia in their war against Ukraine. The visit does come at a problematic time, though, as the U.S. has just passed a law that is forcing the Chinese owner of TikTok to divest from the country. And this might lead to TikTok being banned from the U.S. In a year's time.
Pierre, North Korea is strengthening its ties with a Middle Eastern country. Which one are we talking about?
We are talking about Iran. The two countries have had a whole lot of contact before as well, but it was 5 years ago since they had an official visit. And at the moment, there's a high-level delegation from Pyongyang in Tehran. And some analysts are saying that the timing of this visit is quite alarming because there are suspicions that North Korean technology was used in Iran's strike on Israel. And Tehran recently warned Israel that if they would attack any of their nuclear sites, then Iran would review their formal ban on nuclear weapons. And as we know, North Korea is a nuclear nation. All of this, together with North Korea's warming relations with Russia, they are reportedly, they have delivered 7,000 containers of weapons to Russia's war effort. And this taken together, analysts are saying it's a way for North Korea to angle for a bigger role in world politics. President Kim Jong-un, he is calling this time a new Cold War. And he wants North Korea to be part of an axis against the U.S. So they're warming their ties with Russia and Tehran at the moment.
And speaking of warming up, parts of Asia are dealing with some extreme temperatures that have claimed lives.
Oh, it's absolutely sweltering across a very wide path of Asia right now. I just got back from India, where temperatures are rising so high that today, the second stage of the election, polling stations have decided to extend the voting time so people can come during colder hours. And just a few days ago, a politician collapsed during a speech in the state of Maharashtra. Here in the Philippines, where I'm at the moment, schools remain closed as they have for a few weeks now. And Bangladesh has taken a similar measure as well, taking 33 million students out of school. You said that it's been deadly as well. It's absolutely true. Thai authorities said on Wednesday that 30 people have died of heat stroke between January 1st and April 17. And just as a comparison, all of last year, 37 people died in the country out of heat stroke. Today, the heat index in Bangkok is expected to reach 52 degrees. So anyone in Asia at the moment with the ability to stay indoors, that could be a good suggestion.
Thank you, Pierre. That is Pierre Linda Lilius joining us live there from Manila.